So, Father, we thank you tonight that the Holy Spirit can have free course in this meeting here in Darrow and around the world and every home that is connected, church that is connected, that we'll see things in your word and give you the glory for it. We yield in your presence tonight and thank you for this Money Comers Conference. Thank you for the first two lessons, the lesson we're going to do tonight. We invite the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, whatever you want, we're willing to yield to it. We thank you so much for your word and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in prayer time, I had these words come to me a prayer about. The first word is utterance. There has to be proper utterance in the spirit world for things to function as they should. There in Ephesians chapter 6, it's not my text, but I'm just telling you. In Ephesians chapter 6, part of the arm of God is prayer, but also part of the arm of God is utterance. Now, you may have not gone that far. You might have stopped at the sword of the Spirit, but then you go in the 18th verse, it talks about prayer, and then Paul prayed that they pray for him, that he have utterance, that he might speak bold. And you know in Acts 2, the same thing happened. Utterance, they give him utterance and they prayed in the Holy Ghost. So it's not just something you can do, you got to have utterance.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then in 1 John 2:20, these are things I prayed about this afternoon. Unction. Yeah, unction from the Holy One. The word needs to be unctionized. It needs to have an unction behind the word, not just talking it. And I hope and pray that we can experience it tonight.
Yes.
The unction have to come, the unction of the Holy Ghost, not by might, no, by power, by my spirit. The unction of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So then understanding is the third thing. That those in whom the unction and the utterance is coming to, I'm talking about tonight,
yes,
may understand in the realm of the spirit.
Yes,
and then you know that's in the first chapter of Ephesians when you're praying that prayer. Open the eyes of my understanding. This is ongoing. This is not permanent. This is ongoing.
Yes,
you got to be available every time for it. You follow me?
Yes.
And then the other thing that the Lord, I pray during these times, I don't even know if this is a word or not, but usability.
Yes, sir.
Being able to use what you understand, put it into practice. All right. In other words, the Bible talks about be a doer of the word.
Yes, sir.
A lot of time, I think we congregate, but we don't get to the whole aspect of using the word after the service.
Yes, sir.
And that's so important.
Yes,
you may be seated. I was inspired by the Holy Ghost on the other day when praying about these messages. And I was inspired by the Holy Ghost with a message for you tonight. And I want you to get this message and I want you to use it in your life from this night forward. And the message really is, get ready for a money coming explosion.
Yes, sir.
Now, there are some things that led up to this. I received money coming in that supermarket, Lamadola supermarket, some years ago, 20-something years. And then had a man spoke over my life 1 year before it. And he told me, he said, blessing his wife, spoke in tongue, he interpreted, Bill McRae. And he spoke about the blessing was coming, that men are trying to change it another way, but need wisdom because my life and my ministry are going to be blessed so fast, I needed wisdom to keep it in place.
Yes, sir.
Well, I wasn't a rookie because I'd been studying the word a long time and in the spirit of God. So I knew what he was saying, how to yield to it, but I got caught off guard when money coming came in that supermarket. But the Lord warned me a year ahead of time that it was coming. And so when the Lord gave me this word, get ready for a money coming explosion, I began to pray about it. Money will start coming from everywhere, everyone and everything. You got it?
Yes, sir. Got it.
As soon as I heard these words, I stepped out of my front porch to meditate and record what the Spirit is saying to me. There was a man standing by my front fence with a seed in his hand, running up down. My man on camera, he's right there. He worked for me, worked with me. He was running up and down there. He was trying to get to me, talking to my man who's working for me, talking to Larry. And I walked out on the porch. I just led to go out on the porch. And he said, "So I got a seed for you. I got a seed for you." And so I said, "All right." I stepped off the porch. I don't get excited over seed.
Right. Yes, sir.
I had to really make Steve you excited. But he was excited. And so I went out there and he put 10 $100 bills in my hand. Well, the man who used to send 1,000 in the mailbox the same day, he sent 3,000. He used to send a dollar. He sent 3,000.
Yes, sir.
I came down here to my office just to pass through and pray in the pulpit a few minutes. And on my desk, there's another man who had sent 3,000 the week before, sent 3,000 more.
Yes, sir.
And so the explosion, God, it started taking place.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, I want you all to get ready.
Right.
For after I train you tonight, the explosion is on.
Yes, sir.
Now, you may not fully understand. I'll get to my text in a minute. You may not fully understand what I'm talking about with the explosion. Here it is. The act of an instant of exploding. A fast and spectacular expansion.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Money explosion. Outbreath. Access, excess, surplus, overabundant, overflow supernatural money.
Yes. Yes.
Did you hear? You heard all that? Yes. Yeah. It's gonna be an outburst, and it's gonna come from everywhere, through everybody and everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In other words, I believe this is another leg he's putting on money coming.
Yes, sir.
See, we've been training many years, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
I say, have we been training? There are a remnant of people who have trained extensively, follow my meeting, be at every meeting they can get to.
Yes, sir.
And the explosion, it's time for the explosion now.
Yes,
access, excess.
Yes,
I love it.
Wow.
Outburst, spectacular expansion.
Yes.
In your finances, supernatural money. Turn to Luke chapter 15. There's a verse that addressed this. Before I start giving principles tonight, there's a verse that, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a verse that addressed this, a very simple verse. And I'm not going to deal with the whole stories tonight. It's the prodigal son story. The young son and the older son. The older son was like the church.
Mm-hmm.
Everything belonged to them. But they don't really know it.
Yes, sir.
All right, then the 31st verse, Luke 15, 31. Now the father was talking to this son to try to give him some understanding because he had the house, in the house, around the house, and out of the house. He don't have no understanding of what's rightfully his.
Yes, sir.
You see, he probably went some other route. He's probably trying to get it some other route, but it's right there with him, you see. And I think the church went off because of a lack of knowledge, trying to get it from somewhere else, but it's really in the house.
It's in the house.
So the father, to explain, as I'm going to explain to you tonight about this explosion of money cometh, and he said unto him, talking to that older son who didn't understand, he's arguing about something else, said, I circle the word said, and he said unto him, and the Lord is saying to you tonight, get ready for a money coming explosion in your life.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So you got to take the saying now. And he said unto him, and look what he said next. Son. See now that I circle son because that's a divine right there.
Yes, sir.
Every born again child of God have a divine right.
Yeah.
To God being their source and their supply.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
No scamping.
No scamping.
No.
No scamping, you see?
Yeah.
And he said to him, son, thou art ever with me. Now look at this last statement. And all that I have is thine.
Yes, sir.
What?
Wow.
Do you, are you telling me all that God has is mine? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. As you grow and flow and obey, it'll begin to manifest out of this world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said over and over in his word. Go with me to James. James chapter 1, verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And he got my word in there.
Yes, sir.
And cometh.
Come.
You just got to circle cometh and cometh.
Yes,
because it didn't say come, it said cometh. And I define cometh in from what it just keep on coming.
Just keep on coming.
Yeah. See, cometh never run out. Yeah. See, it never arrive.
Yes, sir. Yes.
To a mouth. It keep on coming.
Keep on coming.
Cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variance, no shadow of turning. That was another scripture when I looked up that scripture to give you. And in James there, I want to show you another scripture that go with that, that's going to be a blessing to you. Give me a minute to find it here. Glory to God. James 1:17 we're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm going to give you another scripture. Because I had a footnote, Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23:19. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes,
Numbers 23:19. Now, watch this, what he going to say here. God is not a man. Thank God. That he should lie. Neither the Son of Man, that he should repent. Now watch it. Hath he said? And should he not do it? See it? Or hath he spoken? And shall it not be made good? See, that's a word for us. We need to meditate that word. That's a powerful word. That's, yeah, that's a Joshua 1:8 word. That's a Joshua 1:8. Turn to Joshua 1:8. That's a Psalm 1:1-3 word. This book of the law should not depart from. See, as a meditate, you got to meditate words like that.
Yes, sir.
God is not a man that he should lie. He said it. He's going to make it good.
Yeah.
But you got to be in a meditative position that you can function with him. Are you all things are yours?
Yes, sir. All things are mine.
Yeah, hallelujah. That's what he said. You go to thinking like that and living like that, and explosion take place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why the explosion? I'm gonna deal with that in a minute, Lord. Thank you. I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So you got Joshua 1:8 Psalm. Let me go deal with it right now. Yeah, it seemed like he wanted to deal with it. Turn to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. He wanted to deal with this now. Someone must know how to receive the money coming out of the windows of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Very few in the body of Christ has received. Now they're tithing. They're tithers. But very few have received the money that coming out of the window. You say now somebody religious gonna say, and no, he wasn't talking about money. Oh, hot dummy, dummy, dummy.
Yes, sir.
Many tithers are not receiving it because it has become a fairy tale in the church. People are afraid to say the money just keep on coming. Because Jesus didn't say, I come to send peace. He said, I come to send a soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, I come to separate. And so in order to receive what you're supposed to receive from God, you got to be willing to be separated from some of these deep people. Who don't want to hear a message like this. They want to hear a little stocky message about we going to heaven, how we going to march when we get to heaven. You're going to do exactly what God tell you to do. You don't know how you're going to march.
Right.
I saw a lady said dog and cats going to heaven. I never read that in the Bible. But they got some deep prophecies going on now.
Yes, sir.
Do your pet going to be there? I ain't looking for Rex. I got a dog called Rex, but when I get to heaven, I'm sure not looking for Rex. I don't even need him no more.
Yes, sir.
I got him now as a security dog, but I don't believe he's going to heaven. Rex ain't got no soul.
Yes, sir.
But these people be prophesying this stuff. Say the little cat's gone, little kitten's going to be there. You see? And then we're missing the one, and the Lord pouring the blessing out.
Yes, sir.
And very few can say what this voice say. Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. That's what the Lord said. Prove me not, ye whips. Now look who said it, the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows, plural, of heaven. That's what he said, right? Now look what else he said. And pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive.
Right.
Where is that?
Wow. Good question.
We just read he's not a liar.
Right.
Huh? Who lying? Who lying? You lying. No matter if you look at me, you lying. You lying. You lying. You just quoting the scripture. You're not really believing for the wonders of heaven, the flood to come. But the money coming explosion is dealing with that.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Look at, and then you say, well, the devil's stealing. Go to the 11th verse.
Right.
Go to the 11th verse. The devil not stealing, he's not capable of stealing. You giving it to him.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Look what he said in the 11th verse. He said, not only am I opening the windows, but I'm and I will rebuke.
Yeah.
That devour me and the devil.
Yes, sir. Right.
For your sake. And he should not destroy the fruit of your ground. Not, see, this been taught too much for money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the church.
Yeah.
See, that the tide have been tied up by creating a doctrine just to get an offering.
Yeah. Wow.
The people got to hear about the windows, man. The people got to hear about the windows. If they hear about the windows, they'll be able to walk and expect and have faith for and receive and get out of debt. And have an explosion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But when tithes are taught, it's trying to keep the church running.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
You embarrass a person. If a person haven't come to a revelation, don't embarrass them because they're not tithing.
Yeah.
When they hear enough, they're going to tithe.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You ain't going to hell because you're not tithing. You're going to catch hell on hell.
Yeah. That's a good statement. Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But people need to know the windows are open.
The windows are open.
And that the devil cannot stop it. No. That this system cannot stop the money.
Yeah.
They cannot stop the blessing from coming. Yeah. He said, I rebuke the devourer.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Put that scripture back. But I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast out fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. He can't lie. Go to the 12th verse now.
Can't lie.
Then we'll go to the 12th verse now. I'll start giving you a prayer. And I went, and all nations, oh my goodness. I'm going to say something. I know I'm going to get in trouble tonight, but I thank God for trouble.
Yes, sir.
I see on my route here, they're building large houses, beautiful homes. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But the Lord got the biggest one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The Lord needs somebody to represent.
Yes,
I would ride with these guys in the motorcycle, and we was riding motorcycles years ago, and boy, we get in the shop, and boy, they see a motorcycle, and they say, oh, my God. I said, give me one of them.
Yes, sir.
You say, you get one? I say, yeah, I'm going to get it. That's why I got so many motorcycles. I was just buying it to get them up. RVs. Just trying to tell them, you can do this, man.
Yes.
You can have this. God wants you to be blessed.
Yes.
It ain't got nothing to do with color.
Yeah, right.
It got to do with green.
Yes, sir.
And so the body of Christ is not receiving the blessing that they don't have enough room to receive.
Yeah.
They're trying to receive. He rebuked the devourer. And all nations shall call you blessed. That's what God wants.
Yes.
Yep.
For you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, all them big houses building, they got to know it.
Yes, sir.
God how faithful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because the windows are open. Say the windows are open.
The windows are open.
Now you got to remind yourself and say the windows are open. Say money coming.
Money coming.
The windows are open.
The windows are open.
Not no window. Windows are open. Money coming.
Money coming.
To me now.
To me now.
Your tithing will begin to be different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, because what happened by wrong teaching, by begging, tithing has become a routine, not a revelation.
Yeah.
It become a ritual.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. And so we really don't expect much. We just want, we give a pat on the back, you give your tithe.
Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
You got that?
Yes, sir.
Many tithers are not receiving it because it has become a fairy tale in the church. People are afraid to say things like I'm saying about the house. And but God looking for somebody. What about my servant Job? He's looking for somebody to brag on.
Yes,
somebody who received to advertise for the kingdom. Everybody else advertising?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Turn with me to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Let me give you a living principle. Here's another thing that have happened we're going to correct tonight. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm praying for tithe and everything. Everything going to change.
Yeah, everything going to change.
Yeah, because you'll start receiving, man.
Yes, sir.
See, when man, if a man preached this and don't have God for his souls, he's going to, he contaminate the tithe.
Wow.
Contaminate the tithe. Because he's thinking the tithe is just for the church. But the tithe is for the one who tithed it.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir.
To be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Once people understand that, it's a divine plan of God.
Yes,
it's not a divine plan of man.
Right.
And so people are condemned to tithe. They're under condemnation.
Yeah. Yes,
they're not under conviction.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to unlock the doors tonight.
Yes,
unlock the windows.
Yes,
but the Lord been pouring just like that. Go back to that boy. Mm-hmm. Go back to that boy.
Yes, sir.
In Luke 15:31, he's there at the house.
Yep.
And the Father God is saying the same thing. All that I have is thine.
Yes, sir.
He didn't know it. We got to quit hustling in the church.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We got to quit hustling people.
Yeah.
Yep. Come on.
Now, hey, listen to this. Many of you are already givers.
Yes, sir.
Now it's time for your harvest.
Yes, sir.
See.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Wow. Now watch what I say next, because this has not been done, and I'll tell you the text in a few minutes. This had not been done. Mark chapter 4. Here we start at verse 23. And I'll make the last part of this statement come to you, and the glory of God will fall. Many of you are already givers. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Now it's time for your harvest, right? You heard that, right?
Yes, sir.
And here's something we haven't done. Take out the sickle. No, it's time to take out the sickle. You've been tithing and sowing for years. When are you going to take the sickle out?
Wow. Yes, sir.
You see? Now here Jesus said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. That's that remnant I was talking about.
Yes, sir.
And he said to them, take heed what you hear, and what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he had. See, the devil was stealing, but we don't recognize that God, we talk lack to appease our ugly cousin.
Yeah.
We don't want him hearing us talking like that, because that's not church-like. Yeah, it is. It's God all the time. Now look at this 26th verse. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear, and when the fruit is brought forth, immediately God put in the sickle. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. No, it didn't say God put in the sickle. He put in the sickle. You see? Immediately he put in the sickle because the harvest has come. I'm afraid to say, in all the years I've been looking at this, people have been trained so wrong to a certain extent, they're afraid to put out the sickle. And then they cut it and they hide it. And God wanted on display.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're gonna lose some people. Yeah. If you're gonna deal with prosperity now, if you're gonna deal with prosperity, you're gonna lose some people. Right. You're gonna lose some family members. You're gonna lose your cousin. You got to understand. You're gonna have to, if you want to prosper and you want to receive like God wants you to receive. You they're not gonna follow you. They're gonna try to upset you. But you just got to go on. Take out the sickle. Take out the sickle. The explosion coming. Take out the sickle. You see, now we sit here and you online sit here, but you're in a whole new, watch, virgin territory.
Yes, sir.
You see, you have to become impregnated with revelation. You have to be tied up by the church need this and the church need that and et cetera.
Right.
Get ready in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, look at it. Verse 20, two verses we're going to look at. Get ready for more than you can carry away.
Yes.
What I say?
Get ready for more than I can carry away.
What I say online? What they're saying online? Get ready for more than you can carry away. This is a prophetic word from God.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
This is a prophetic word from God. Get ready for a money coming explosion.
Yes, sir.
I'll go ahead and write a book on it because the explosion is going to be different. The explosion, see, you've been training now for a while and you've been giving for a while, but it's time to have instruction how to walk in the explosion.
Yes, sir.
Access, excess, outburst, overflow.
Yeah.
It's time for it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to have it. God wants you to have it. Jesus wants you to have it. The Holy Ghost wants you to have it. And them two big angels standing by me right now, they want you to have it. It's three of them up here.
Yes, sir.
Three prosperity angels. Yeah. I set them here yesterday.
Yes, sir.
They're here. You remember Jacob's ladder?
Yeah.
How they were going up and coming down?
Yeah.
Well, in your finances from now on, they're going to be going up and going down because of money coming ladders being set up in your house right now.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Did you hear? No, y'all didn't hear that.
Yes, sir.
I just heard that.
Yes, sir.
A money coming ladder. Angels going up a money coming ladder.
Yeah.
They're going with your request and bringing it back down to you. Angels.
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 Angels. It's a brand new day in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
The body of Christ is about to shine in that area. We've been praying, we've been praising, we've been dancing, but we're about to shine.
Hallelujah.
Somebody help me praise him.
Hallelujah.
We just got a brand new ladder. It got a money coming ladder set up in the angels going up and down that ladder. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. The angels are going up and down. Up and down the ladder. We got so much back pay we got to receive. So many, we've been robbed so long. We've been loving God, living clean so long. But it's time now. There's a remnant about to see it. They're about to hit it right now.
Hallelujah.
I declare a ladder set up in every ministry that's listening to me right now. Ladder set up in every home that's listening to me right now.
Yes, sir.
Every city that ladder's down. Angels are going up and down. Prosperity angels. Abundant angels. Wealth angels. Increase angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Give me that voice. Give me that voice. More than you can carry away. In 2 Chronicles 20, it's a warning here now. You have to accept the man of God.
Yes, Lord.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabit of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Look at the 25th verse now. After being told that, look what happened in the 25th verse. Look what happened in the 25th. "And when Jehoshaphat and the people came to carry away the spoils of them," they had whooped the enemy, you see, "they found among them in abundance both riches," that is, uh-huh, "with the dead bodies," uh-huh, "everything that holding your money back gonna die."
Yes, sir.
"And precious jewel," yes, "was they strip off for themselves," not God, "for themselves." "More," I like that, oh my God, "more than they can carry away." Yes. And there were 3 days.
3 days.
In getting, I always said, my gang is 17. I got my grandson, my granddaughter. You give us 3 days, yes, with a pa, we can bring some stuff home, boy. Shoot, me and Lauren and Layla, we'll be getting that. You give us a pa. Matter of fact, we in the pa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By revelation.
Yes, sir. We in the pile. Yes, sir.
See? See? Not only am I living in a debt-free house, my son living in a debt-free house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My oldest son, yes, he in a debt-free house. Yes. Paid for. Nice house. Paid for.
Paid for. Yes, sir.
Now, you see, preachers can't say that because somebody gonna get upset. What?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
You get upset by blessing.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Morning. Why God put this story in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Why he said, "Believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet and you'll prophet." Why he put in there, there was 3 days trying to get this stuff. It was so much that they couldn't carry it away in one day.
Yes,
why God got unholy like that and put that in the Bible?
Yes.
Come on.
As you unholy, you don't understand. Turn to Zechariah chapter 1, verse 14.
Yep.
You need to know this. It's not just about you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You having money. It's money with a mission.
Yes, sir.
Look in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 14. And it says that the Lord got upset. And so the angel communed with me and said unto me, "Cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy." What are you jealous about? Because they're not receiving what I want them to have. And go to the next verse. Why would he say it? What? Go to the next verse. Go to the 15th verse. And I'm very so displeased with the heathen that are at ease. Fast but a little displeased, and they help forward the affliction. They are just flung their tail in our face. And the heathen that are at ease. That you got a lot of Christians broke, but a lot of folks out there working psychology and working science of the mind, they got money. Go to the next verse. "Therefore, thus said the Lord, I'm returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, said the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem." We drawing the line tonight. Go to the next verse.
Yes, sir.
We ain't gonna be behind. We're gonna draw the line. Yes. Cry yet, saying, Thus said the Lord of hosts, my cities, come on now, my gospel, come on.
Yes, sir.
Through prosperity, come on, shall yet be spread abroad.
Yes, sir.
So somebody in the church got to be operating in prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Look what he said. Now, you're already mad. The heathen just clowning with the church and calling us, you know, them God people there. The God said, no, I don't want them to be able to say that. Rise up. I have a money coming explosion happening in my life right now.
A money coming explosion happening in my life right now.
Access, overflow, abundance, supernatural money, coming to me now. Money not just for me, but just know it's for the kingdom way. Money not just for me. It's money. Go back to that last voice. Go back to that voice in Zechariah chapter 1. I think of the verse 17, where it talks about what the money for. That's it. Now look, take a good look at it. Saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall be yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion. Zion cannot be comforted in a world where it needs money, and Zion has no money. You can dance and prance all you want. When you get through dancing, when you get through prancing, you need some money. And that's why God give the church money coming. Some of them don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it. And they don't know how it's happening.
Yes, sir.
You hear a man out of the country, don't know nothing about a jet, have four jets paid for. Four jets. See, they ain't trading one in on the other one because they got a balance. No, they all four was paid for. He did it.
He did it. Yeah.
I said, he did it.
He did it.
And he's the same God that you have.
Yes.
Just like he put that robe on that boy when he came home, put that ring on his hand, and put shoes on his feet, that boy at home could have had the same thing at the house.
Yes, sir. Whole time. Yes, sir.
Prosperity is to spread the gospel.
Yes, sir.
The gospel is being spread when someone know you're a child of God and you're blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your life is the gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there's nothing wrong with being blessed. There's nothing wrong with being blessed.
Nothing wrong with being blessed.
All right, let's look at one or two more things quickly. Kingdom money manifestation and demonstration are ready to flow.
Yes, sir.
Kingdom money manifestation and demonstration, plural, are ready to flow.
Yes, sir.
Then 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Then Ephesians 3, 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, I'm trying to get some power working in you. Now we're receiving, we got the sick out. One thing we covered tonight,
yes,
get the sick out. We got another thing is that the windows of heaven blessing are going to be able to flow to you because you're not expecting an amount, you're expecting an explosion.
Yes, sir, explosion.
Wow.
Good measure.
Yeah.
Pressed down,
yeah.
Shaking together,
yeah.
Running over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you don't have to make it happen.
Yeah.
You let it happen.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, it's already yours.
It's already mine.
We read about it somewhere along the line. Feel like I want to preach here now. Somewhere along the line, the fish kept on coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The money keep on coming.
Money keep
on Luke 5, 1 through 7. Put that down. We read that the fish, when they went and did what Jesus told them to do, the place where it wasn't getting no fish. And I'll tell you another thing the Lord spoke to me about. We fishing with a fishing pole. How many fish can you catch with a fishing pole? Sometimes you might catch two crazy fish, some kind of way to get on the line. You got that double hook. But you'd be out there a long time. You need some nets.
Nets. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You got to have expectation. And you can't have no little boat when you get out in the water. I tried that. I'm trying to get in prosperity. Got this little old boat, me and my two sons, I think, was in there. And we out there in the water, and a man come there with a boat with two engine on it and dropped his in the water and started off. My little boat went up against the wall. I didn't know no better. I thought I was in prosperity. I said, take me out the water. Take me to the boat, please. I went there and bought the biggest boat they had. I got it now. Big one. I get in the water now. They say, hey.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know. I didn't know what God wanted me to do, because the church somewhat told us, you know, we just be satisfied. No, God said, no, be magnified.
Yes.
Yeah, so let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you got to, don't care who don't like it.
Yeah.
My God. The fish kept on coming. The all kept on coming. The credit in 2 Kings chapter 4, when that woman's husband was a minister, broke, left her broke. See, we got to get these ministers. Ministers got to get before their people and not be broke.
Right.
That's why I try to bring the ministers in the LTMA. Everybody how going to be paid off.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody ministry going to be paid off. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
They follow example. They follow. I don't want nothing. I'm trying to give you something. I said, I didn't come to get money from you. I come to get money to you. I already got money. I ain't after your money. I'm after you getting some money.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah, we need to have the representation. Yep. Preachers got to get where they're not broke so the people can know that God is not a broke sending God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The awe kept coming, but the preacher was broke, left his wife. They come and take the boys and put them in prison. But she went to the man of God, and he asked her, what you got in the house? She said, I ain't got nothing. She broke, but a little oil. He said, borrow all the vessels. Every vessel you can get, borrow. And the oil kept coming. Yeah, every time she got a vessel, the oil kept coming. I mean, you can't explain that.
Yeah.
That's the way the Lord worked.
Yes, sir.
When she got all the vessels full and told the boy, go get me some more, he said, don't have no more. Mm-hmm. You got all of them. But the awe kept coming. Now the awe stayed. And she went back to the man of God. Don't get blessed and don't go back to the man of God.
Yes.
She went back to the man of God. Hallelujah. I see people get lump sums of money. And I had people been with me for 20 years.
Yeah.
They got a lump sum. They got quiet. And they ease on out and died.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen more than one time. They come into a lump sum. They think the church want their money. I don't want your money,
right.
But it's a divine right. If you're going to keep it, if you're going to flourish,
yeah.
You need the tithe.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes.
The woman went back to him. Now, she didn't have no little bit. You know, when I thought about it, kind of contemplated about it, hallelujah, it's sort of like an oil field in our day.
Yes, sir.
Men got rich on the oil field. It seemed like God opened up with that oil, had an oil field in that vessel.
Yes.
It just went right, because he told her, he said, go pay your creditor.
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And he told her, you know what he told her?
Yeah.
You know what he told her? Live off the rest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That must have been some money, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Live off the rest.
Live off the rest.
And he didn't tell her how long.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Wow. Yes, sir.
The bread exploded in manifestation. You remember that in the 6th chapter of John?
Yes, sir.
It was a bread explosion. Money will explode in demonstration.
Yes, sir. Money will explode in demonstration.
The bread kept on coming.
The bread kept on coming.
Look what they started with. Look what they ended up with.
Yes, sir.
12 baskets. I mean, it was a bread explosion. See, the Lord wasn't looking for somebody. Do we have them here?
Yes.
The Lord looking for somebody to do it right now.
Yes, sir.
A demonstration is manifesting right up in here now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The fish kept coming. The bread kept coming. The oil kept coming. You remember the woman we read about in 1 Kings 17?
Yeah.
The meal kept coming.
Yes, sir.
Kept on coming.
Kept on coming.
That's the kind of life God wants us to live.
Yes.
Keep on coming, but it never changes you.
Right.
You still got him first.
Yes, sir.
You still love him.
Yep.
You still love people.
Yeah.
You're still willing to help people.
Yeah.
But I ain't putting up with no foolishness.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to hell on me because the Lord wouldn't like that. You ain't gonna talk against prosperity and ask me for something.
I know that's right.
No. If I ever hear you talk against prosperity, don't even call my number.
Yes, sir.
Because I cannot afford to help stupidity.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said, do you have $30,000 to get? Yeah, I got $30,000, but you can't get it. Mm-hmm. Because you talk against prosperity. Then I want you to, I give you a scripture for that. Did I give you a scripture? See, let me go back to the bread, John 6:1-14. It's time, now we go to another one now because I got to hurry. It's time in the body of Christ to experience supernatural explosive debt cancellation. Churches, houses, cars, and land. Good God Almighty. Let me say it again because I'm going to give you a scripture. Turn, oh my goodness, turn to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45:1. Deuteronomy 28:10. It is time in the body of Christ to experience supernatural, explosive debt cancellations. Churches, houses, cars, and land. Deuteronomy 28:10. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou call, oh my,
yes,
oh my, oh, that thou call by my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you called by his name?
Yes, sir.
Called by the name of the Lord. And they shall be afraid of thee. You so blessed, they are afraid of you. Go to the next voice. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy father to give thee. Voice, go to the next voice. Hallelujah. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give up the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt be, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not borrow. Go to the 13th verse. We're going to shout up here before I close.
Yes,
go to the 13th verse. And the Lord shall make thee the head. Oh, my goodness. And not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Give me verse 14. Glory to God. It is time in the body of Christ to experience supernatural, explosive debt cancellation. Churches paid for, houses paid for, cars paid for, and land paid for. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the word which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. You see, he's showing you that he want to do it. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Let me try to find a clothing place. Get ready for the money coming breakthrough anointing.
Yes.
Isaiah 45:1-3. I love that voice. Isaiah 45:1-3. Isaiah 10:27. 1 John 2:27. Get ready. Oh, my God. Get ready for the money coming breakthrough anointing. Oh, my God. The gates opening right now. Knowing the money rhythm of the Holy Ghost. That's the next thing I want you to know. Knowing the money rhythm. Knowing the money rhythm. There's a rhythm the Holy Ghost got in money.
Yeah.
Philippians 4:19 said, my God shall supply all my needs according to the riches in glory. The Psalm 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He lead me beside green pasture. He lead me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare. A table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. It's a day. It's happening today. I got the clothes, boys. I got the clothes. Ha, 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 ha. Knowing the money rhythm of the Holy Ghost. Not making war on debt, but wiping debt out. Not making war on debt, but wiping debt out. You've been warring too long. We're going to wipe it out. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, that the woman with the oil. Nehemiah chapter 5. Nehemiah, the prophet, went to his hometown and found out that they had got all the people in debt. And Nehemiah began to prophesy. The lady said, we sold all our land. We mortgaged our land. And we had to borrow money to eat. And Nehemiah said, I won't talk to the crowd, your own homeboys who did that to you. I won't talk to them. And Nehemiah told him, I want you to get those people money back.
That's right.
I want you to let all the credit go free. And he said, I want y'all to do it now. I want all debt cancellation right now. Sometime a prophet. That's why David's house being put on. An apostle and a prophet spoke over his house. And it's being happened. God put it in my heart. It's happening for him right now.
Yes, sir.
Spoke over it. Spoke over it. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Oh, God, help me close here. Fake money must be replaced by real money. Yeah, fake prosperity must be replaced by real prosperity. 1 Samuel 22:1-2. You get around somebody who know what they're doing. But David, they came and gathered themselves around him. They were broke. They was in debt. They was in distress. It's all out of order. But they gathered around David. They found out where he was, and they came where he was. And I know he became the instructor. You read on, you find out he brought them all out. Fake money, fake prosperity. The oil kept flowing, the meal kept rising. Someone must know how to receive the money coming out of the wonders of heaven. So, my brothers and sisters, let me close. There's a money coming explosion on hand now. There's a remnant. There are going to be so many people get out of debt. Don't have to be concerned about how it's going to happen.
That's right.
Just let the anointing rest on you right now.
Yeah.
Many people, many ministries, churches going to be like this church and like Dan's church.
Yeah.
Paid for. I mean, he told me, he said, I'll make you proud.
Yes,
I'll make you proud. Yeah, go on, make me proud.
Yes,
I want to see some results. Yes. Go ahead and follow step by step. Now you see, now you see, I got a 8,000, I think, 8,000 or 9,000, $8,000 check from him, 7,000 from David, 6,000 from Ron. I got two of my daughters. Their daddy sitting right on the line right now. I saw their daddy on the line. He was training those girls. I got two daughters. I walk in there. There's a sister leading a sister. Sister had a good job, and she did such a good job. She told them, I got a sister about to finish school. They said, oh, yeah, we want your kind. They hired her, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well trained. Yeah, she got $1,500. She, not the word of life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh. Apostle Thompson.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's Christine. Now, sister, I think this is a little sister. You better not let your little sister outdo you. Rachel, the youngest one?
Yes, sir.
All right, it better be. Rachel, she got $818. That's a lot of money.
Yes. Right.
But it's in it. And the apostle, she following in her sister's footsteps. I have here Mount Gilead, 7,000. Mount Gilead, 900. Mount Gilead, 900. Different accounts. Up here, 7,000, Columbus Christian Center, 5,000, Ramah, International Church.
International Ministry.
They're just sowing.
Yes.
Just sowing. Now you wonder why I got the clothes. You wonder why you get jealous. Why some sons are excelling.
Yeah.
You get jealous, you get upset. You're gonna excel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They're gonna excel.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because now you talk about gonna have some money coming to explosion.
Uh-huh.
Those who saw it,
yes, sir,
gonna have explosion like never before.
Yes.
Right. They see the explosion not gonna come automatically. This what make the explosion come.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not ashamed to say it because you see, I don't need it.
Yes, sir. Right. Right.
I'm not up here begging. I'm not up here advertising checks. I'm just saying, when you see those guys rising, that's why they're rising. They're rising because they're sowing,
yes, sir,
in day and night. They are sowing, and they're going to rise and rise and rise. They're going to be connected. They're going to be just like me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I talk about it all the time. When I saw Fred Price, just went home to be with the Lord the other day. When I saw him, I said, man, I never saw a preacher like this. I've been watching him years and years, day and night. I never saw a preacher so clean and so clear. And then you know, when I went to see him, I said, I want to see your house. He said, oh, no. He said, and I walked off and the Lord worked on him. He said, come back at about 2 o'clock, right? Come back and took me to his house. And took me to his house. We got to his house. And his daughter was explaining to me the reason he had the pool and the nice, pretty things in there. He said, Daddy, don't go out in the public. See, you got up 7 Mile Theater. I don't go out in the public. You see, I'm protecting myself to come out here and minister to you. But I got a life. I got to have a little pleasure, a little sit down and laugh with my wife sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But if I don't have to go, I don't go all out in the street. So God put it in the house for me. I didn't understand that then. I saw Fred, and Fred told me, "Set, come here. Now, you don't mess with his stuff."
That's right, sir. Yes, sir.
I remember when we went to his house, he had some white carpet, me and Calvin were walking. He said, hold up, hold up, take your shoes off. He said, I'm just playing. I'm about to take them off. Went to Mike Freeman's house. He told me, said, you got to take your, he had white carpet. Take your shoes off. I took my shoes off. We all walked in the house, went on to the end, different place. And then got in the kitchen. His father-in-law was in there. I said, Mike, that man ain't got his shoes on. You remember that? I said, why you told me to take my shoes off? This man got his shoes on. I just messing with him, you know.
Yes,
yeah, but I didn't want to take my shoes off, though.
Yes, sir.
But I hit him. He laughed. He said, come on, man, because he know how I am. He said, come on, man. But I got a clothes, man. I was at Dr. Price's house to see it, and he told me, he said, come here. He's under the garage. I said, nah, what do you want? I don't know what. He says, he put his Rolls Royce in the garage. He said, come here. He said, sit down in this car so you'll know how to handle yours when you get it. Man, I was so far from a Rolls Royce. A Rolls Royce? I'm just trying to get a ride. But he prophesied. In this Sabbath, not this church here, the man stood up. Man stood up and said, see, he's just activating what God, he's going home to be the Lord too. But he stood up and said, we want to buy you a Rolls Royce.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I said, no, you can't do that. I'm a preacher. You can't buy me no road. No, I didn't say nothing. I said, yeah. I received.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, that's some of the things that are going to happen to you. Things out of the ordinary going to start happening to you. Be ready to receive. Don't be modest. Be ready. It's not you doing it. It's God doing it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Father.
All right. That's enough. See, I had these boys' money in the Bible with me. Now, what you think that happened? What you think happened there? In my pocket or in the Bible? What you think happened?
Yes, sir.
Man, I know how the anointing works.
Yes, sir.